Perspective is a great tool in Snapseed. It's much better than the original versions. They've introduced some extra features. Go to the pencil, second row, perspective. Okay, so we're trying to fix that distorted wall. On the right side is not so bad, but you can see everything, nothing's square in this room. So let's go to tilt, okay? And left and right will change the angle that it's been captured. Okay, so I think that looks pretty good there, okay? So then we'll go up and down, and you can see here, I'm looking at the shower screen, and that's relatively straight. Happy with that. And see what's happening, the black areas, it's going in and automatically filling those with the content that is on the other side of the black. And then the top left corner hasn't done a great job. We can attempt to fix that with the healing to go in there and try and get it to replace surrounding areas where we swipe. Another tool to remove and fix things like that is called Retouch. That's available on iOS and Android. But let's concentrate on just the perspective for the moment, so we'll disregard that. Okay, so that's done an okay job. There's our before, there's our after. So it's looking good, and we still haven't, the right side of the wall is still not quite right. So if I keep doing that, you're going to try and find one that's a happy compromise between the two. But if we go to mode and see the freeform there, you can now, and this is a recent tool, you can drag a corner. You can drag it across, down, and the beauty, you can also drag it in and down. So you can see there, the window, the ceiling above the window, I'm trying to make that relatively square now. Okay, so don't worry about the basin, I'm just concentrating on that. Okay, I've got that. Now for the basin, grab the other corner, and now I'm going to lift it up. Okay, and I can move it back in. And I think that's looking pretty good. Okay, might go a little bit more. Okay, so the bottom of the basin is on the line, so that's looking straight. That's looking pretty good. So now I may need to go and correct the shower screen again, stretch that out a little bit. Okay. All right. Now you can see there we've introduced a lot of extra stuff there, but now we can go and recrop it again. Okay, tick on that. Pencil, crop. Okay, we can make it a square crop, and that'll get rid of most of it. 5-4, and bring that in. So just bringing it in, just outside of where it's starting to play up. Okay, there we go. So hold the screen. There's our before, and there's our after. So this is looking much better, isn't it? Now, there are lots of other issues here with the white balance and all that sort of thing, but this is just an example of perspective. Let's have another look at another image. Okay, so here's another image. I've played around with this one previously. It's this was an example of visual tension. So having it tilted there and looking up like that, it can make you feel a bit unbalanced, can't it? So this is a great example to just have a play with. So we'll go to pencil, perspective. Let's just have a look at what we can create. So rotates, we can rotate it around, that sort of thing. We're going to go to tilt. So let's have a play. Tilt it that way, that way. That's kind of not working because it ends up with too wide, too skinny. So I want it to still look symmetrical. Okay, this, I think this could look nice. That way or that way. Let's go with that for now. Now the freeform. So now we can drag a corner. So I'm going to stretch that. Stretch that a bit. Bring this in. Bring this in. Okay. So there's our before and our after. I like the before better, but this is just an example of how you can really stretch and change the image. So here's the other tool within perspective I wanted to show. With this image, because I sat up nice and high with a tripod, there's a lot of reflection in the water, there's a lot of sky, and there's a lot of kind of dead space in here. So we go to the pencil, go to perspective, and we've got this option here, scale. So with scale, we can squash this, stretch it, or we can squash it. So that's what I want to do here, is I want to squash this image and try and flatten all those dead areas, the dead space in there. So we can make it into a 16:9. So from a 4:3 to a 16:9. Now, it's compressing it, but it's still got all the content in there. So it's still telling the same story. So let's go. Okay, you've got different options here. Fill mode, we're going to go with black. Okay, press the tick. The reason why I've gone into black is now I can go into crop. Okay, 16:9, And I was fairly close. There we go. 69. Just use that black as a reference point. There we go. So here's our before. And there's our after. Same image, same content, but using the perspective, using the scale, it's just a quick way of creating a totally different look.